I have a friend who I hate. He's one of these people that doesn't know what to say, but he does anyway. He says things like, well, I'm not going to lie to you. And, oh, is this a new thing? Have you just recently stopped lying to me? I'm a cancer survivor. Thank you very much. But every now and then, I have to go for a checkup. So he says to me, he says, what are you doing today, Rick? I said, well, I'm going for my cancer check. He says, well, I'm sure you're fine. I had no idea you were an oncologist. All these years, smoking crack and breaking into people's houses. You're also studying oncology. It's an amazing array of skills you have. Why don't I just phone up my oncology and say, yeah, I'm not going to come in because Johnny Crackhead says he's sure. You're sure? He's sure. I'm fine. Yeah, I didn't have to stick his finger up my ass or anything. People ask, how did I know that I had testicular cancer? So, well, it's kind of like having a $20 chunk of hash hanging from your left nut. I went for ultrasound. You may not know, ultrasound is non-invasive, but it's messy business, especially on your nuts. I went to St. Paul's Hospital, big ultrasound technician, big gay guy. I'm not sure he was gay, just a feeling I had. Anyway, he's putting petroleum jelly on my nuts like he's resealing a bathtub. He starts buzzing around on my right nut, just at the base level, I guess. The screen is behind me. I can't see the screen. All I can see is his face, and I'm not proud to admit that he leaned in and squinted. Then he moved over to my left nut, and he leaned back. His eyes widened, and he said, oh. Oh is a medical term for shit. He said, you wait here while I go get a doctor. Like I was going anywhere, naked from the waist down, covered with petroleum jelly. Although being in the West End of Vancouver, I probably could have made it a couple of blocks without raising suspicion.